from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. Excited to welcome in for the first time new Rochester Americans head coach, Mike Leone. And Mike, are you still in Green Bay in the Wisconsin in Wisconsin, or have you made your trek to Western New York yet? Welcome to Rochester, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'm actually in Detroit, my home base with my family right now. I was in Green Bay for a couple days. We actually had a main camp was starting up, so I wanted to make sure I went back and said bye to management and some of the players, and now I'm back in Michigan, and then have a newborn that's coming in the next couple weeks. So it's been a busy time.
Wow. Yeah, landing a job, that's going to be the second best thing that's happened to you this month. Congratulate. Before we talk about all that, you got the job. Congratulations, Mike. What does this mean to you to become the new head coach of the Rochester Americans?
No, thank you. It's surreal. It's always been a goal and a dream of mine to coach at the highest level, and I'm really fortunate to get the opportunity. It means a lot. It's an unbelievable organization. Obviously, what Seth and the Americans have done in the past 3 to 4 years, and I'm just really excited to work with great people and have the opportunity with the people inside that building to grow, and obviously, there's a lot of talented prospects in the system, and I'm just really excited to get started.
Mike, talk to us a little bit about the path that led you to where you are today, and when that path crossed with Seth Appert, the relationship that developed from that you know, certainly aided in your conversations here to become the Rochester head coach.
Yeah, so I had a little played a little bit of pro hockey in the East Coast League, and then I was really, honestly, probably the luckiest guy in the world. I played for some of the best coaches in hockey, and I got to play for John Cooper, Jeff Blashill, Derek Lalonde, and then, they had a huge impact on my life, and, I thought if I'm not going to play, I want to be a coach, and was around a lot of great people. My first job was in the East Coast Hockey League. Derek Lalonde was in Iowa at the time, and Quad City was a farm team. And then the team actually folded and went to Bowling Green for a season. And then my first real big opportunity was with the national program. So my first year, I was working for another coach, but Seth, that program is unique. You're in the same building with a lot of great people, a lot of great coaches, and it's basically you're on two staffs. So Seth and I became close there and kept in contact when obviously he moved on, and I was there for 2 years after that, then got the job in Green Bay, and then now I'm here, and I, like I said, I'm just really excited.
Yeah, Seth being a big part. The question, and I think there's been an answer online, but tell us, Vinny Prospel, Nathan Pache, two assistants last year, are they staying on? Have you talked to them?
Yeah, they are staying on. We've actually, I was talking to Pache earlier. We were just sharing texts. Talked to Vinny yesterday morning. Obviously, I've never been in pro hockey, and they've, you know, two great careers, two great people that are really passionate about the game, and I know I'm going to lean on a lot, and it's been great talking to them this past week. I think we share a lot of the same values about the game, and I know they're going to be huge for me, obviously, being a first-time pro coach.
Mike Leone, Rochester Americans head coach, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Mike, in Green Bay, you were not just the head coach, also the GM. You're in charge of the roster. You're putting it all together. I'm curious as to what the differences are in coaching juniors versus what you're going to experience here in coaching at the AHL level, where, let's face it, at times your roster is going to be determined by what the parent club wants it to be on a nightly basis. Have you mentally prepared yourself for what that might be like for you as a coach?
Yeah, no, it's in the USHL, you wear a lot of hats. Green Bay was, you know, one of the only organizations that had the GM head coach. So basically my responsibilities was to run the entire hockey operations. And I'm excited to just coach now. Let's just say that it was great experience for me being the general manager, but my passion is coaching. And obviously, you know, following the AHL and you know, there's a lot of turnover, and I think that's a part of the job. And I think, you know, going through that in the USHL kind of prepares you for a lot of different things. And I know there's a lot of up and down, but just, you know, coaching your team and being really positive and, you know, leaning on, like you said, Vinny and Pacher in those situations, I think are really going to help me prepare for that.
All right, Mike, here comes a zinger. How do you balance development and winning?
Yeah, no, it's obviously development is, you know, especially lately with hockey, it's a really important with, you know, the game is younger. There's a lot of younger prospects, but I think it's really important that I think a big part of development is being around a winning culture and a winning organization and really good people and leadership and doing it right every single day. And I think it's really important, whether it's a USHL level, AHL level, at the highest level, to be around successful people and that culture every day. I think it helps you grow and learn, especially as a young player, and I think that's really important. And we had a similar model in Green Bay where development was also really important, but when your players get better, you're also going to help you win more hockey games.
Mike, have you given any thought to the ratio, the mix of your roster and the input that you'll give Jason and everybody in the organization as far as which kind of, you know, what kind of veteran, how many veterans do you want to bring in to match up with those prospects that are already under contract?
Yeah, no, I haven't talked to you know, Jason about that, but I know it's really important talking to Seth of having older individuals, pros, really good pros that have been there to, so the young guys can lean on and be great examples for our young players. But I think more talks will come up shortly in the next couple of weeks. Obviously it's been a really busy time for me. So I'm looking forward to those conversations.
Mike Leone, the new head coach of the Rochester Americans, joining us here in the sports bar. And, gosh, there's a Game 7 tonight. I don't even want to bring it up. It's Hershey and Cleveland. Well, we want to get to that point next year here, Mike. We're not greedy or anything.
Yeah, actually,
but
my one of my old teammates is the head coach of Cleveland.
Okay.
So yeah, well, you the hockey community is very small.
Small world, yeah.
Yeah, and it, like, so with the Amherst personnel, and you get a few bounces that go in a different direction. Who knows if this team would have still been playing? And you would. My question is this: how familiar are you? How much homework do you have to do on some of the guys that we can kind of sort of pencil in for Rochester next season?
Yeah, I think it's. I've obviously. You do some homework when you're going through the process and seeing you know, the younger players that are in the farm system, and hopefully some of the younger players that had great seasons that are hopefully with the Sabres. But you have an idea of some of the guys. I've spoken to a few of the guys, but it's an exciting time if you look at the prospect pool of, you know, how many talented players are in the organization. And like we said before, it's really important to find those older guys that it's a good blend, and really excited about next season.
Mike, when in the grand scheme of things, I mean, look, having your first child is going to trump everything that you have going on this off season. But you mentioned that you've spoken to Prospel and Pacher and a few of the guys. I'm wondering what your off season checklist looks like once the dust kind of settles here after your child is born.
Yeah, I think, in talking to the development guys, I think the next step would be hopefully the NHL draft, and then, continuing to communicate with the development staff and assistant coaches about development camp at the end of the month and leading into the fourth. So I think that's the next step, and hopefully, I guess it's up to my wife if I'll be there or not, but I hope so.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
When was the last time you were in Rochester? I mean, I'm trying to trace it back here. Yeah.
You know what? We played a USHL event. It was not last year, but the year before at the Rochester. I think it was the American Cup, they called it. We played Youngstown there.
Okay, so at the Iceplex then, probably.
Yes.
Yes,
yep.
So that, okay. That was, yep. I mean, how
familiar? It was a long ride from Green Bay, I'll tell you that.
how familiar are you with our town? Because when we talk about sports teams that we care about, the Amerks are like right of the. You'll learn this, okay? Like you're not coming to just any minor league team here, Mike. So how familiar are you with our town?
Yeah, I think a lot of people that I'm close to said it's obviously at a higher level of hockey, but similar to Green Bay, the town, and obviously. In Green Bay, it was the Packers and then the Green Bay Gamblers. And I know I've been getting a lot of texts about Rochester, the town, the community, how invested they are and how much they love their Amerk hockey. So it's really exciting to be a part of, and I can't wait to get there and meet everyone and get started.
And did we learn that you're actually a Bills fan?
I am. I'm a huge love their head coach, and I can't remember who I might have telling Warren, I had Josh Allen on my fantasy team the last couple of years, so you get a lot of those running touchdowns.
You love Sean McDermott. Were you a wrestler in high school as well as hockey?
No, I just I love how he runs his team and I've never met him, but he's intense for sure. And they play a certain style, and hopefully they'll get over the hump.
So we know you've got the baby on the way. You've got an NHL draft coming up. So when do you think you get settled in here, Mike?
I think sometime after that. I think it's, there's a lot going on right now. But hopefully after the draft and then, drive down and find a place to live. And, I've been talking to certain people on staff about that. So I think after the draft and then after development camp, we'll come down to Roch and then see where I'm going to live.
Well, Mike, we welcome you with open arms. We're excited for you and for the opportunity that awaits. I mean, we love Seth. Seth did a great job, and it's bittersweet to see him elevate through the organization. But we know that without that change, you don't have these new opportunities, and the one that's in front of you is going to be a fun one to watch. We hope to get the chance to talk to you here again throughout the course of the summer.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks, Mike.
There's new head coach for the Rochester Americans, Mike Leone, making his first stop into the sports bar.
Yeah, it's gosh, can you imagine that? You get a new job and you're expecting
I can't imagine what he's going through. I really cannot. I mean, what he's taking on here over the course of the next few weeks is ridiculous. I mean, it's life as he knows it is over in so many ways. If you're comfortable with Green Bay, get uncomfortable. If your home base is Detroit, get uncomfortable. If you've never been a dad before, that's the big one.
Yeah,
get uncomfortable. It's going to be different.
Yeah, so you're still getting up in the middle of the night when the season begins, right? He's all in. You're all in, bud.
Yeah. That's great. I like Mike Leone. You know what I like best about our conversation with Mike Leone? I mean, he gave us some good stuff, and it was nice to know that he's reached out to Pacer and Vinny Prospel and that the assistants will be back behind the bench with him. He's got that Midwest.
Yano.
That friendly Midwest. Yano is yes, even though it's no. It's an emphatic yes. So if a Midwesterner says, that's an emphatic yes, and we got a lot of yeah no's out of Mike Leone here in his first visit to the sports bar. When I hear yeah no, I'm instantly transformed to where I grew up and everybody talking it like that. Yeah no, and giving your answer. Great stuff. Really appreciate him making time, given how busy his schedule is. And again, I hope we have the chance to chat with Mike Leone here more through the course of the off season. As the Amerks look to pick up the pieces from Seth Appert getting elevated to assistant coach there with the Sabres.
Yeah. We've got time for your calls. 866-4326, 866-4FAN. Day two here in the new studios, Danger.
Yeah, and we should mention also tomorrow on the show, speaking of day two, minicamp for the Buffalo Bills. Day two will be tomorrow. We'll have Dan Fates of 13WM Sports at BuffaloPlus.com stopping by with his report at 425. And tomorrow is a date of significance in New England.
It's kind of weird, right? Like, I understand, hey, Tom Brady, why wait? Retire his number. They couldn't have done this any other time. And when you think this through, if Tom Brady is going to be the voice on Fox,
he's working.
He's committed every Sunday. And, well, can't you do it on a Monday night or a Thursday? I don't even know the Patriots' schedule. Are they on a Monday night at home? I don't even know. And even if they were, I'm sure Fox wouldn't want their personality going on another network. So they're doing this tomorrow? In the middle of June? Like, can you get more opposite than football season right as mini camps are wrapping up? Fascinating to me, like, what? You had the setting there with the roast, but who says what? What's the exchange between Belichick and Kraft?
What's the expectation for fans, for fan participation? Like, you're doing this at Gillette, right?
Right. So our guy Fitzy, we had on last year, he's the in-stadium host, okay, for the New England Patriots, and a lot of energy, Seven Rings and Things is the podcast, WEEI. He is actually going to be hosting the red carpet tomorrow night. They're actually doing a red carpet for those dignitaries going in. I can only imagine who Robert Kraft is, probably the guy who tried to buy the Buffalo Bills, right? That rocker there.
Oh, Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. Like, you'll have
just did a McDermott. You know exactly who you were talking about. I think he's a rock star. I think he was in a band once.
I did do a McDermott.
That guy, John Bon Jovi, the guy that tried to buy the Bills. Yeah, that guy.
That guy. Maybe I just don't like him. Maybe that's what
that's
I was
supposed to
say. Yeah. Well, Fitzy will join us. The red carpet isn't going to be until later in the afternoon, but he'll join us as apparently there are Patriot fans who are going to be tailgating. tailgating, and that's what he's going to be doing on WEI, going around and, you know, like this is some sort of game day event, which is all more the did nobody look at the schedule like, hey, you know what, this would be the NBA Finals and the Celtics make it, would this be the best day to actually kind of do this thing? So the Patriots honoring Tom Brady tomorrow night goes up against Game 3 of Celtics Mavs.
I'm just curious as to what they expect to, for a turnout. Like, if 10,000 people show up, 10,000 fans show up, is that considered a success in that stadium?
It'll look empty.
Right. And if you're Tom Brady, what would you rather have? A half-full stadium for your retirement of your number, or would you like it done right? Where, and listen, halftime at a game or pregame, it's not necessarily always a full stadium, but I think people would make a point to be in their seats for halftime or for a pregame ceremony if you're retiring. So I'm curious as to how this all plays
out. Like, who's the MC for this? It's not Fitzy. He's just doing the pregame tomorrow. Belichick going back, we know there's a little bit of bad blood, particularly if we believe that report that Robert Kraft called up Arthur Blank of the Falcons and said, no, here's why you don't want to hire Bill Belichick.
You can't trust him? Is that what he said?
Yeah, you can't trust him.
You can't trust him? The guy that won you all those rings and you can't trust him? Wow. I'd be pissed, too, if I was Bill Belichick. I would be salty about that. I'd put on the, you know, he'd handle it the right way. He was all class.
Does Kraft get up in front of the mic? I mean, there's potential for awkward moments.
We'll get all those questions answered tomorrow when Fitzy stops by the sports bar at 3:25. That's tomorrow afternoon. Now, if you missed Matt Parrino or Mike Leone, new Rochester Americans head coach, you can find our audio, Where Are You Pod. Just search out the sports bar. That includes the free-to-download Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all of your platforms. We are there, and we will have all of our guest appearances listed for you.
I'm going to read you a quote and then tell you where the quote is from, okay? This is from an NFL quarterback. Quote, whenever the injuries start to stack up, your football mortality kind of comes to the back of your mind. So that's definitely something I've thought about and something I have to fight through. As one of the chief competitors of the Buffalo Bills from the AFC, that's quarterback Joe Burrow.
I'm worried about Burrow. I am worried about Burrow. That's, I mean, the Bengals, you know, we talked last week with our Bengal guy, was it Anthony Cosenza?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything's hunky-dory. Burrow's back. You've got Ja'Marr Chase at mandatory minicamp. T. Higgins, yeah, you know, play on the franchise tag, whatever. I mean, I still think it's a dysfunctional organization that found their quarterback, and it's masking a lot of their dysfunction. But now you have questions about the health of that quarterback. Now you have questions if that quarterback can throw the ball the way we've all grown accustomed to seeing him throw the ball. And because it's his wrist, I have concerns. And now to hear that quote on top of it, yeah, I have concerns about Joe Burrow. I need to see it.
Yeah, so he did not throw in the open session to reporters, asked about it. Burrow, well, we don't have to be ready in the middle of June. We have to be ready in early September through February. This sounds like a guy who the wrist is still bothering
managing
him,
managing his reps. Managing his reps, making sure he's not doing too much or putting too much on it. I mean, look, they all have, every team now has their sports science and their medical professionals telling them how to manage through those reps, and you do that to protect the players from themselves, but you also do that to make sure you're getting the return on your investment, because you don't want Joe Burrow missing time during the regular season because he overdid it in the month of June.
But if you just isolate the quote, football mortality comes into the back of your mind, what's going on there?
Yeah.
It's a young dude.
Yeah. That would be a devastating loss for that team. That'd be a devastating loss for the NFL and for football fans. He's fun. He's a great quarterback. Great young quarterback. If he didn't get that wrist right, if that wrist, I need to see it. I just need to see him throwing a football and see if it looks the same and if the results are nearly identical to what they were when he took that team on a Super Bowl run. We've got Happy Hour coming up next in the sports bar. We'll get to a round of shots. We'll get the last call. You can pull up a stool at 585-866 4FAN 866-4326 if you want to join us in the sports bar. We will review Buffalo Bills mandatory minicamp during happy hour, some of the comments made by head coach Sean McDermott. But really, it's a chief rival of the Buffalo Bills today that is snatching up the headlines as mandatory minicamps continue throughout the NFL. We will check in with Robert Saleh and the New York Jets next in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on The Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking in every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.